I found the best way to teach the rhythm pattern for the verse and the chorus is to teach you a basic pattern first, get you used to moving up and down the net with the different chord changes, and then we can look at specifically what the bassist does for each measure and each time he plays these particular chords. I mentioned at the very beginning that the studio version has a lot more going on as far as variation than does the live version. And it seems like they figured out over time that on the stage, it probably works out better keeping a more consistent pattern than so much variation. Either that or they got a bass player who was very, very creative in the studio, and the one who actually toured with them just wanted to keep it pretty simple. So let me start with the basic pattern for the verse, and it's this. So I'm using the B for this. This is my first finger, third string, second fret. I'll play this, I'll hit it twice, and then I'll go to the second string, fourth fret with your third or fourth finger, and then straight down to the first string, fourth fret. So these notes are a B, two of these, then an F sharp, and then a B on the first string. Now that last B that I play on the first string needs to be short. And then I'll have... So what you heard there was me going back to the F sharp on the second string, fourth fret, and then coming straight back to the B again on the first string, fourth fret, and then coming back to that F sharp on the second string, fourth fret. So B, B, F sharp, B, F sharp, B, F sharp. Now with the beat, if we were to count it, we would have one E and a two E and a three E and a four and. So if we add the metronome, this will give you the context. So work on that, then come back here, and we will move the pattern around the neck, going through just the basic chord progression for the verse. And then we'll do the same thing for the chorus, and that will give you the basic pattern you can practice with. Then once you get that down and can go through the whole song, we'll start putting in the variations.